A massive sheet of winter ice is holding back hundreds of thousands of gallons of silty Yukon River ice water, roughly 12 miles upriver from Fort Yukon. Ed Plum is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks.
The sheet of ice is acting like a dam, and basically it's causing the Yukon River to spill over its banks and flood a large portion of the area upriver from the ice jam. So reports are that the water is spread out several miles on either side of the Yukon River out into the forest and into the flats.
Plum says high water along the river has already caused minor flooding in Fort Yukon. He says likely flooding will get worse after the ice jam breaks.
One other concern we have, too, is that downriver from Fort Yukon, the ice is still in place and hasn't moved out yet. And so after this jam releases and ice and water starts moving downriver again, that it could potentially jam up down below Fort Yukon. And if that happens, Fort Yukon could see major flooding if water starts to back up behind an ice jam that may form downriver.